Hi, this is Linda. This is my first time recording a podcast and also the first episode of my podcast. You'll be hearing me talking for like maybe 10 or 20 minutes because like I don't have anyone to record this with me, so it might be a little bit boring, but whatever. In this podcast, I'll be talking about my reviews on Tannhauser by Richard Wagner, presenting by the Metropolitan Opera. Before starting anything, I do have to apologize because this episode is supposed to be recorded at December 1st, which is just the day after the season premiere, but I did have some like something else to do, so it's kind of delayed. Okay, back to Tannhauser itself. As most of the people know, something that did happen on the day of November 30th is that a bunch of climate protesters started screaming and protesting when Christian Johanber, the baritone, started singing Wolfram's second act aria.
Und sie, mir zeiget sich ein Wunderbronnen.
I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce. I cannot speak. German, and I don't want to offend any listener who speaks German, but the translated version is, before me a miraculous spring appears. I mean, we're talking about spring, which is kind of like related to climate, so I guess that's the reason why the protesters started yelling at that point. So I was there, and to be honest, I thought it was some random kind of uncreative rearrangement that the Met did. I mean, they sometimes do make some unclever choices in terms of arrangement, but whatever. Looking back to the programmer, I am pretty sure that it is not like a new production or something. Like, I think it might also be like a random musician in the orchestra just like accidentally dropped their instruments or so. However, after 10 seconds, I start to realize what happened because it gets louder and louder and people around me start like chit-chatting, and I was like, also, okay, there must be something happened. So I start recording. I was sitting in the orchestra premium and the initial protester was standing somewhere in the frontmost part of the left family boxes circle. It was really crowded, so I don't know much about what he said until the next day when the New York Times posted a news article about the night. Something I want to talk about is there are no opera on Dead Planet Bender. I mean, such a creativeless way of printing that in black and white. It is eye-catching but relatively boring. I don't really know how to describe it. To make a not that actual random metaphor, it is like the Met orchestra's trumpet, always broken. If you ever went to Requiem on like September, you will know what I'm talking about. The trumpets should all go to LaGuardia High School of Performing Art. Okay, so both of the protesters and the Metropolitan Orchestra should both start a GoFundMe. That's my point. And after the protester, there's another one on the right from most of the family box circle, just like start screaming after the first one having taken away by the staff. Okay, fine, I guess. And Peter Gabb went out, announcing that the opera will resume in a minute. And our poor friend Christine Johanber starts singing again. After 20 seconds, or not even just like two sentences of the aria, and another protester went out, even crazier than the other two, because she is just like literally sitting in the crowd. She is really loud, and she don't even have a banner. I mean, you can just pay like $5 more to print another banner. Yeah, you don't have to save that $5. I mean, you're paying $100 or more than $100 to enter the mad and sitting in the orchestra level while you don't get the money to buy a banner. Well, like, okay, fine. She just, like, kept screaming. And it's a torturement for us. This time, the mad react really effectively and efficiently. They close the curtains and turn on the lights within 2 seconds. Security and staff get her out of the theater. The performance continues with weak lights on. Bad news for Christian Johannesburg, because a third of the audience got scared of that non-stop drama, so they just left the mat. However, the rest, including me, starts to view this opera in a different perspective, with our greatest gratitude for this baritone. To be honest, his performance is brilliant. I think the performance continued to the end of December, so if you can go and support Christian Johannesburg and Metropolitan Opera, that would be really good. Back to the performance. Johannesburg handled the situation well. Nothing stopped him from perfectly performing this aria. The weak light is a little bit distracting, but I'm grateful that this opera could continue, and Johannesburg did a good job on his mad debut. Okay, back to the opera itself. Tannhäuser, full name,
Tannhäuser und der Sängerkrieg auf Wartburg,
premiered in 1845 and completed in a substantial revised Paris version in 1861. The opera is set in the Middle Ages, and the story, in a nutshell, is that Tannhäuser is tired of being in place of Venus, which is just really a bunch of guys performing the art of reproduction. And Tannhäuser decides to go back. After a lot of wrangling, finally he managed to come back. And he found a group of his old good friends. They together back to the castle. Tannhäuser met his first true love and decides to participate in a singing competition only for her. Then Tannhäuser accidentally revealed that he had been to Venus' place, violated the taboo. The king and the other peoples are really, really angry and almost kill him. But his love, Elizabeth, used her own body to protect Tannhäuser. Finally, the king decides, he threw Tannhäuser into a group of people to go pilgrimage elsewhere to feel the power of the scared. As it turns out, all the other people came back, and Elizabeth did not see Tannhäuser. Tannhäuser fell to the trap, and his spirit almost dropped back to Venus. Then everyone cried at the grave, only to have the Pope's cane blossom, and Tannhäuser will be forgiven. And the magic did happen after Elizabeth cried. Whatever, this plot is quite long with way more details than I said, but I don't want to waste too much space and time here. After all, this is an opera that can't get much shorter than 4.5 hours plus intermission. Wagner's spirit of emphasizing that the plot is just as important as the music is something that I greatly admired. And the overall aestheticism, or in German words,
Gesamtkunstwerk,
are just perfectly satisfied every audience. I won't miss words about my love for Tannhäuser. Creativity and aestheticism intertwine in 3 acts. A work of pure genius, complex, massive, and beautiful. The performance itself, without a protester, I love it. Very much so. Andrew Scudder performs it at a very high level. He sang Tannhäuser really well, and the whole theater was filled by his thick and full tenor voice. In these days, I watched the column scored by Philip Glass, Koya Swazi. It is really nice. If you have time, I recommend you to watch it. Both the film and the protester in which way have something to do with the current state of the planet and environmentalism. To be honest, the concept of environmentalism and like climate changes is a little bit far away from my life, and I don't have any intention to say anything about it. When I was looking at Joshua Barron's article about Tannhauser at the Met posted in New York Times on December 1st, there are over 200 comments so far, and it was just dramatic as the situation at the performing day of Tannhauser. You can see people standing in different perspectives and try to explain for themselves for the point of view they sense in. From my personal perspective, these so-called climate protesters are just trying to satisfy their own sanctimoniousness, putting themselves on the position of the saviors of all people. And I still have to ask what their real spiritual core is. What I want to explore is why they so-called climate protesters can't think of any way of coexist. Is our voice are not being heard from their own speech a justification of violating other people's mental space and disrespecting the performance and the audience? Shouldn't the so-called unheard group feel the pain and anger even more since they are the vulnerable group? I don't want to turn this podcast into an argumentative essay because that's what I'm doing in school, but not mention the fact that the opera industry, which is already an downward spiral. You see Peter Gav begging for a donation every day, and comparing to the last season, the current one was a lot less production, can illustrate that the fact that the opera, or even broader, classical music, is falling status. Why is bowling a declining industry and destroy the sacred ground that the already small numbers of lovers want to guard? Why? From my personal interpretation, they are doing this for two reasons. First, they think that people who can't afford to go to opera is demonstrating people who are reasonable for climate changes on the planet. Second of all, they want to create a social debate. And third of all, I said two reasons, but there's a third, I guess. They are trying to make the public feel the way they feel in such an extreme way. Okay, so first of all, opera has been, why you think opera is for elite? I am a high school student who, receive education in public high school, but I can still afford $25 and go to, or $37 for the student ticket to go to the Metropolitan Opera. There's not much social classes involved in just loving opera. Does this some sort of stereotype to all opera lover? Second of all, by this logic, wouldn't it have been more of a waste to spend the same amount of money on a ticket and have you drag out after only half of the performance? Next, me and you, two group in plain sight. I feel the anger, but it's only because of you destroying my experience as an audience. If I don't hate you, who am I going to hate? The planet? Or people who are destroying this planet, which you don't even tell me who do you want me to hate? This kindergartner's attempt to get the teacher's attention by flirting is still a little bit confusing to me. is not the future of the planet you want. It's just like sense of like self-satisfaction you get from being part of a niche group that does like eye-catching things. I don't want to say that much more because the future of the planet is something we should all concerned about. But it's too bad if you continue to do this in such an unnecessary and like counterproductive way. Lastly, if you get a chance, please do visit the Met and see Tannhauser before it is last performance. It worth it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you have any question or you just want to talk to me, please do contact olindatown@gmail.com. It is AulindaTang@gmail.com. If you got any like one day paid job or like internship, please do contact me because I need money to go to the metro to visit the Metropolitan Opera and go to other performances. And the next podcast will probably be about the Wellbeing concert series performed in Carnegie Hall, which I just visited on Friday. So I'll see you next week in the next episode. Have a nice day.